Thank you for joining Citrix session. My name is Bjorn Rieber. My clicker doesn't work. Nope, it works too good. I work as a tech evangelist in Citrix for the Nordics, so I'm quite often here in Finland. My job is to talk about technology. I was hired in 2010 by Citrix. I have worked with Citrix since 1999. I was hired by Citrix in 2010 to be a Microsoft technology specialist. So my professional is talk about how Microsoft and Citrix technology works together. And that's the reason why we are here at Tech Talks. And to talk about the recent announcement we have done with Microsoft since end of May. And as the title of the session was that this is one of the longest marriages in IT industry. We have been married to Microsoft, according to Brad Anderson from Microsoft. He usually used that kind of terminology to it. So we have been married for 26 years. All long marriages has some small dip. We had one, lasted a year and a half, maybe two. We went to a counselor and got some good advice how to get it back on track, and that's what we did. From May, we have been more lucky and more in love with each other. So that's what we're going to talk about here today, is what are we going to do, Citrix and Microsoft, for the next weeks, month, years to come. We have always been good partners since we started in 1990 with the first agreement between Citrix and Microsoft. Now, we have solved the Skype for Business. How many people in the audience is running Skype or Lync? How many is running Citrix? How many have been waiting for us to fix the Skype and Lync integration? No one? It's fixed. And if we are lucky, we might do a live demo. We also have the private and public cloud. Windows Server 2016 is coming out. Zen Server is there. Zen App, Zen Desktop will have day one support. So when Microsoft's releasing Windows Server 2010, we will do the same with our products. We will do that every time. When Microsoft releases a new version of Windows Server, we will do the same with our products. Will our products run on Azure? Yes. Every product Citrix has will be a service or can run smoothly in Azure. Many of those can today. More will in the months to come. Zen Mobile and EMS were kind of banging together, fighting for the position in the mobility market. We are going to integrate those together based out of the needs you have for different use cases. Some need a lot of functionality, maybe in high restricted industries. But some people just need a small part of the mobile management attached to it. Microsoft and Citrix together with Zen Mobile, Netscaler / ShareFile will integrate with EMS Intune. That one will come first half 2017. A lot of blog posts at Microsoft and Citrix explaining what's going on there. Tommy Kopra, my good colleague from Finland, he will do a session same time tomorrow regarding this subject. It's very interesting. What I'm going to focus in is what we do on Windows 10. We announced together with Microsoft the first solution that can run Windows 10 desktop natively in Azure. You don't need to build an environment to run a VDM environment. You can just go and buy it as a service on Azure. And the recent announcement, the retirement of Azure Remote App, which is going to be replaced with Zen App Express. And we're going to talk more about those two. So why do we release Remote App and Windows 10 because we have a huge range of use cases, which Remote App, SendApp Express will cover a solution that doesn't require that much skills to buy or run. But it doesn't give you full control of the environment because it's a service. So it's kind of easy, fixed. Same for Windows 10 in Azure as a service. Easy. You don't have to have extremely good skills. You don't have to be a CTP or well-educated on Citrix to get it up and running and maintain it up and running. But you will have use cases where you need full control. You need a complex environment, which you then need to have more skills, but you will have full control of the environment too. So this is important for Citrix and Microsoft. Everything can be run on Azure, of course. But some people also said, yeah, we would like to have it, some of them on-prem. Maybe due to regulations, maybe due to investment they have done recently. That means they would like to fulfill the investment and keep it for maybe 1 year, 2 year, 3 year before they do the transaction fully to cloud. If they're not going to run as a hybrid solution for the years to come. So what we have done is saying that, okay, we will use Windows 10 with Microsoft Azure as the scalable platform it is. Think how easy it is. You are picking a kind of server setup during the design, how you're going to run it. And during the rollout, you find out, ooh, I have less power than I need. Go into Azure. Change to a bigger and better and workloads. Easy. You can rely on Azure, up and running. But you also will have the Zen Desktop flexible. Pick and choose what kind of use case you would like, and the experience Citrix has in delivering virtual desktop. No one have done that longer than we do. We are in Gartner's Magic Quadrant for apps and desktop. We are number one. Yeah, we have those guys from VMware chasing us, saying they're better than we do. Come on, they are coming from the server side. What do they know about application and desktop? We have done that since 1989. We can beat them, and we will beat them with Microsoft. So how are these Windows 10 going to be delivered? It's going to be operated by Citrix. It's going to be bought through Azure Marketplace. That's the only place you can buy Windows 10 VDI as a service. You have to buy it in Azure Marketplace. And then you're going to bring your own Azure subscription to it, because you still need to have a subscription and pay for the workloads withdrawn from the Azure. So it's very easy. Go into my Azure Marketplace, find out how many users you need, what kind of application you're running, if you need a task workers or more heavy user. You can pick and choose what kind of services you would like to have. But it will be very easy to choose. And starting the migration process of Windows 10 in Azure. So does it look very different in Azure Remote App? No. We will still embrace the fast and simple way of deploying an application. You will have like 4, maybe 5 different choices depending on what kind of type of application it is. Because it's not one size fits all. Some applications is easy to run. Some more is more hard, more heavy to run, and need more juice on the server side. But you can pick and choose those there. But you still will have the SendApp ability to scale. We have environments in Citrix that it's like 200, 300,000 users in a SendApp environment. We know how to scale. SendApp is extremely scalable. You will not run into hard management issues with it or not a scale. It will work and it will be flexible. So those two services, Windows 10 is announced in sale during end of Q4 this year. Set up remote app is Q1 2007. So we're not that many months away, maybe only a month away for Windows 10. I'm not allowed to say, but you can visit in the booth and we can talk about it if you need it. So how will remote app be sold? Well, sir, same way. Same as remote app. It's going to be delivered exactly the same way. We will run it. You need subscription for it, and it's going to be easy to deploy. So, let's talk about Skype. I love Skype. We have just sold our environment. We call GoToMeeting, GoToWebinar, and things like that. We own that in Citrix. We bought that in 2001. I've been dealing with it for many years. We have now sold that out in a new company. We have replaced GoToMeeting as Citrix standard tool for communication and collaboration. It's now called Skype. So when I talk about Skype, sometimes people start calling me. And it is very nice to have a tool where you can collaborate with people. So, up here, let's see. Tommy Copra, my good colleague, is trying to call me. So let's see where Tommy is. I don't think we have sound on it. We are kind of brave. We like to be courage. And here you can see Tommy. Oh yeah, you are in Finland too. If you turn around, you can see Tommy is using his iPhone. What I'm using now, he's using iPhone. I'm using a Windows 10 desktop, running it as a virtual desktop. My virtual desktop is hosted in Amsterdam, but the Skype for Business solution we have is hosted out of Santa Clara. So my desktop is in Amsterdam, I'm in Helsinki, Tommy is on the cell phone, and our Skype solution is based out of Santa Clara. Do you like the quality of this? This means Microsoft Skype can now be delivered. I'm going to say bye-bye to you, Tommy. Oh, maybe. Oh, I have to take a picture of this, Tommy. Hold on 2 seconds. Let's take a picture. This is one for the record books. And I'm going to have one here. This is a selfie opportunity. Look on Twitter. It's going to be there. This one is... Bye, Tommy. This means that we now can deliver Skype to Link client, Mac, Windows, any given device. Whoop, something happened to my presentation. Nope. Because we are using Citrix Receiver. We have a special plugin, the Media Engine, who is embedded and hard-coded into the Skype with Microsoft internal API tools for Skype. So now we can run Skype in any given device, on any given network. So with a technology we got called NetScale Software Defined, we can do WAN optimization. We can have three multiple networks. We can have an MPLS network. We can have ordinary internet connection and 4G. If they all, or MPLS falls down, no problem. The Skype session will be up and running. If the internet connection goes down, no problem. We still have the 4G, like Tommy showed you. You will have that, and it's smooth, running perfectly, because we have Citrix Receiver. Citrix Receiver is present on 3.3 billion devices. You will not find a device that can't run Citrix Receiver. And if you do, we support 5 of the biggest web browsers with the HTML5 version of it. So, whatever you have a use case, for me, as an employee, as a Citrite, I'd use gocitrix.com. It's where Citrix is delivering the services to me. But when it comes back to Citrix and Windows 10, we have another tool that is extremely important for Microsoft and Citrix. It's AppDNA, how to migrate applications. How many have been sitting at home or at office testing applications? Will it run on the new version? What will go wrong? Do all connections between different applications, different Java versions, and so on. AppDNA can do that for you. It's integrated in System Center Configuration Manager if you are running that, or you can have a file share with all your applications in, MSI, XE files. You can run all the application, port it against Windows 10, and it will give you green, all good, ready. If you're using AppV, send it to AppV and automatically package it for you. If it's Amber, you might have to click on the application, see where in the application it's failing. Or if it's red, you have to retire the application or you have to put it on a virtual environment with the right operating system under and publish the application into the storefront, which is where all applications is going to be held at. Here is in my environment. Here I have all the applications delivered to me from IT. It's our application store. I have it on locally on my laptop. Here I do have all the applications, all the desktop. I have the Linux desktop. I have the Windows 10. I have Tech Preview of Server 2016. I have everything in one panel called Storefront. So that is my 20 minutes, I suppose. Yep, 1 minute left. We are at the boot. We can show you. We can't show you a remote app yet. We are not allowed. But we can talk about it. We can show you where to sign up for a tech preview. That will be in start of November, maybe mid-November. You can start the tech preview. If you are interested in how we can help you deliver quality of service during the network, how Citrix NetScaler can be add value to your environment, Wayne is out there. He would love to talk about what NetScaler can do for your optimization, your security on the network in Azure and in consumption with your on-premise storage. So thank you for joining Citrix. Have a fantastic day today. Good day tomorrow. Feel free to come by our booth. Play Catch the Light if you don't want to talk about technology. Thank you.